Our next movement from the Credo in Bach's Mass in B minor is the beautiful and gracious aria for bass soloist, two oboes d'amore, and the ever-present basso continuo. In our excellent recording, the conductor includes the bassoon in the basso continuo group. In fact, the first instrument that gets my attention is the bassoon. Bach and his contemporaries typically used the ritornello form when they wrote arias. In the text associated with today's meditation, each of these ritornelli has been noted. Ritornelli are those passages featuring only instruments, no vocal soloist. I'm intrigued by the way Bach places these ritornelli, not only at the beginning and conclusion of the aria, but also at four internal points. Each time, one senses that Bach wants to draw our attention to the next phrase of text in a new way. Much more is happening, of course, but I want to mention several words that are highlighted in bold. Let's start with the second line of text sung by the bass. Notice the word filioque, which translates, and from the Son. Now this one word, or its Greek equivalent, was not in the original creed agreed upon in Nicaea, nor was it included at the Council of Ephesus in 431 when the Ecumenical Council met to confirm the wording of the original Nicene Creed. That original creed, which was confirmed a century later, declared that the Holy Spirit comes from the Father. However, three centuries later, some in the Western Latin Church began to add this one word, filioque, and from the Son, meaning that the Holy Spirit comes from the Father and the Son. But this was a later addition, which the Eastern Orthodox Church could not accept. The Western Church finally officially included filioque in its liturgies in the early 11th century. This word, filioque, was but one of the issues of contention which finally led to a formal split between Eastern and Western Christianity. Our next word is not contentious, thank goodness, but it is one Bach enjoyed setting to music, and it's the very next word, procedit, proceeds. And the first time we encounter procedit, Bach has the bass sing that one word for four measures. We can almost see or hear the Holy Spirit proceeding forth from God, and in this Western version of the creed, proceeding also from the Son. Later in the aria, we will hear Bach extending the word Catholicum, one holy Catholic or universal church. I like to imagine that Bach is stretching this word Catholicum so that it becomes large enough to encompass the whole world.
Sancta Patronica et Apostolica Ecclesia.